Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and it is my pleasure to welcome to the studios two members of the Ballard Day Quartet. We have Russell Houston here and Justin DeFilippis. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having us.
It is quite lovely to have you folks here. So you're a quartet, meaning there are four of you. Russell, you're a cellist, and Justin, you are a violinist. Who else is part of your group?
We've also got Angela Bay on violin and Benjamin Zanoni on viola.
Wonderful. So you are going to be playing at tonight's opening night concert, which will be at 7 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Tell us a bit about what we will hear tonight.
All right. So this is an awesome program. It's called Echoes Across Centuries, and it's going to start with this Herculean feat on the piano, which is Piers Lane, the amazing Piers Lane on Chopin 24 Preludes. He's going to be playing all of them.
That's amazing.
Which is crazy. I can't wait to hear it. And then, pardon my French, but the next two pieces actually are both French, and I'm going to pronounce them horribly. But we've got, you know, Couperin's pieces in concert, as well as Ravel's string quartet, which are, you know, we've actually gotten to play the pieces in concert with Zuhl. Zuhl's the cello soloist in that piece, and it's actually a really amazing kind of unheard work. I think historically it was kind of played by a lot of old school cellists quite a bit. It's arranged by Paul Bazelaire, who was a legendary French cellist. And there's a number of recordings by cellists like Pierre Fournier, as well as other people, that kind of present this kind of amazing tradition of what it is to be a cello soloist. And then we'll be playing Ravel's monumental string quartet, which is a big favorite of ours.
Yeah, and I'm particularly excited to play the Ravel tonight because we've played this piece over 30 times on tour this year, but we've never gotten to pair it with another piece from kind of earlier French music. And Ravel himself said that much of this piece was neoclassical or even neo-Baroque when this Couperin piece was written. So that'll be really fun to see the associations. Ravel's piece is one of the top five most popular string quartets in the world, and for good reason. You know, there's a lot of reasons why he was a master of his craft and just was amazing drawing textures out of stringed instruments and really every instrument. But for us, it's the storytelling and kind of the personal narrative of the piece and the way it relates to his heritage that makes the work so exciting. And we'll talk about that more at the concert.
You know, when I was learning about the Ballard Day Quartet, you know, I read that you are known for your vibrant energy, and that is certainly coming across here this morning. It is so apparent to me that you both love what you do and feel inspired by the music that you play and the musicians with whom you work.
Absolutely. Tonight will be a great example of that. We also have a concert Saturday evening, as well as the children's concert Sunday at 3 p.m. And I have to say, one thing that really got me pumped up was we played a free concert called Box Lunch yesterday at noon. And we played this wacky piece by Anton Webern that we didn't even know if the audience would like it because it's so weird, honestly. And we love that piece, and we really pumped them up, and they, you know, gave us a great reaction to it. And also just hearing Piers Lane play Bach and Zuhl play Schubert along with Piers yesterday just made me realize how lucky we are to be doing what we're doing.
Well, will you be here for the entire festival? How long will you be in Sitka?
We'll be here over the next, I guess, week now. We've been here about a week, and we're going to be here from the 1st through the 14th. So I think that next week we'll be here for the concerts.
Okay,
as well.
So we'll have plenty of opportunities to meet you folks and to listen. I am curious about your origin story. How did the Ballard Day Quartet come together?
Yeah, so I think it's pretty fitting for who we've become, actually, which I don't think any of us knew it would be at the time. But three of us, Angela, Justin, and I, all met at the Taos School of Music, which is a summer music festival that you would go to during the summer during college. And we were much younger then, obviously. And so I think the three of us were always hanging out late into every night. We were kind of the last three standing pretty much every single night of this eight-week festival. And we had so much fun together that we all knew when we were going to be headed to Rice University, coincidentally, in the fall of that year, that we wanted to keep hanging out in some way or another. So when it came time to sort of come up with a group for a chamber music credit, we said, hey, why don't we play together? We can definitely, like, rather than having to do like get to know new people. We can get to play with each other and we can hang out and eat pizza and drink beer every night. And so the three of us were also already friends with Ben Zanoni, the amazing violist in our quartet. And we had Ben join our group. And then when we decided maybe we should apply to our festival together so we can keep hanging out, maybe we should apply to a competition so we can take a trip together, we had to come up with a name for the quartet. And it came to us as we were sort of scratching our heads thinking about something to honor that Taos School of Music, that sort of inspiration and friendship and fun that brought us together, that we would always hang out with the chef that was at the Hotel St. Bernard where it was held. And his name was Antoine Ballarday, and he was kind of somebody who really loved life, and he really loved music, and he supported the musicians, and he made amazing food that we could kind of commune over. And so we decided that we were going to name the quartet after him and sort of in his honor towards that spirit of community.
You know, so your name really honors who you are as a group and your own history together. And, you know, Justin, one of the aspects of how you all play music that really speaks to me is that it seems that your group is really kind of rooted in some core values. Can you speak to those?
Sure. Well, I think a quartet, they say it's like a marriage, but it's really the ultimate form of friendship in that everybody has each other's backs. Honesty and trust are the most important values internally within the group so that we can present the greatest, you know, music ever written to the public, basically. So we have a great job to begin with, but I think what we didn't realize when we first started touring was how integral and how exciting community engagement, performing in many different spaces and doing a lot of different educational projects, how those things can actually be the most meaningful and refreshing things we'll ever do in our whole life. So early on touring, you know, we'd get, you know, one or two school visits for every concert that we did, which is a wonderful kind of partnership that series in general do. And then I think Sitka Festival does that by bringing music to the community with these great free concerts like we played yesterday, the kids concert Sunday with the Instrument Petting Zoo, things like that. We've also expanded and are continuing to expand our programming into lecture concerts, our own educational series at children's museums and things like that. So we have plenty more in store, but that's certainly been one of our favorite things in our 8 years together.
So music brings people together. It breaks down barriers. Wonderful. Where do you head after Sitka?
We've got an exciting summer ahead of us. We're actually touring much of the United States, as well as we're going to Toronto. We'll be heading to the East Coast, playing concerts in places like Rockport, Maine, Rockport, Massachusetts as well. We'll be playing in Vermont. We're actually headed next to my family's home in Dallas, Texas, where we'll be sort of in charge of teaching at a music camp for high school age kids and teaching chamber music skills, collaborative skills, as well as technique and things like that. So we've got a really great, wonderful mix of things all summer.
Yeah, and in September, we'll be returning for a second year as quartet in residence with the Seattle Chamber Music Society. So we moved to the Pacific Northwest a year ago. It's been a really wonderful place for us to develop a lot of these community skills that we've been talking about, and it made a beautiful flight over here.
You keep yourselves busy, but Sitka's your favorite, right?
This is definitely Sitka, a top place.
That's right.
For sure.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking with members of the Ballarday Quartet, Russell Houston and Justin DeFilippis. They will be playing opening night for the Sitka Music Festival. That is tonight, coming up at 7 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And they will also be performing throughout the coming week. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure meeting you both.
Thanks for having us.
This has been awesome.